If you drive about 20 kilometres west of Alice Springs, you'll come across a spot on the left-hand side of the road, popular with tourists and known as the Twin Gums. The Twin Gums were famously painted by Albert Namatjira, and they have a very picturesque backdrop of the West MacDonald Ranges. But these days, if you stop and pull over, you'll come across nothing but a couple of burnt down trees. Peter Taylor is related to Albert Namatjira and is one of the painters that is continuing his legacy today.
We call it Twin Gums, and I think it was made famous by famous artist Albert Namatjira, and it's through him that, you know, most of us, all of us artists, sort of followed in his footsteps and all that ago at painting this Twin Gums. And, well, it's famous two gum trees, and that's how these two trees come famous, because of Albert Namatjira was the first artist, Aboriginal artist, and it's sad today to see the trees got burnt down, and it's a bit sad for especially us artists, you know, and let's hope one day they can rejuvenate or something like that. Or grow a couple of other gum trees here just to, you know, remind us of the old gum trees that used to be standing here.
Why do you think this spot was so particularly beautiful and needed to be painted?
Oh, well, see, when before the road and everything was made, we used to travel from Tenbury Downs and Hermansburg. We'd come along, and most of us people would meet here, because so I'd meet at Twin Gums, and that's where we used to come in from when we was working on, my father used to work at stations out this way at Tenbury Downs, and we'd come through to Hermansburg, through Palm Valley, and we'd travel through here to Jay Creek, from Jay Creek, and this was mainly our meeting place. If, you know, the family said, oh, well, if you go certain times, you know, like next week or a week after, well, we meet at Twin Gums, see, and down the creek, just the Honeymoon Gap there, see, and so this was sort of landmark for
a meeting point.
Yeah, meeting point. Yeah.
And have you painted the gums yourself over the years?
Yes, I've painted a few times, and it's pretty popular with collectors, you know, the twin gums.
How much have the trees sort of deteriorated over the years, compared to what they were when you saw as a boy?
Oh, well, one start, you know, getting dry. I don't know how that come about, but I don't know whether it's lack of water or probably something happened to the tree anyway. It didn't start deteriorating, you know, like getting probably white ants or something might have started putting a hollow in it, and but it's a pretty sad day for us, really, to see the old tree down.
Authorities are treating this as an act of arson. How does that make you feel? It's quite obviously there's a ring of ash sort of around where the trees have fallen.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty sad day for us oldies, you know, people that knew these trees, and it's very sad to see it falling down like that, you know, going down. But most of our family live along there, and as soon as we want to meet them, well, we usually meet here, see. And it's sad to see them go, you know, like this, you know. Burnt down and things like that. And it's just in a sort of little round ring too. I don't know whether people did it on purpose or... Well, there's a couple of small ones coming up, but let's hope they get as famous as these two trees here.
Peter, you've just picked up a piece of wood left over from one of the burnt twin gums. Why have you done that?
Oh, well, I just went to take it home, and the twin gums, you know, they've been part of our lives, all our lives, and it's good to, you know, just have a bit of it, and just, I'll take it home, just paint it and just put it up on the wall, and just write twin gums, you know.
It seems like a pretty emotional experience.
It is, it is very emotional.